the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hey, you guys. How you doing tonight? This is William D. Morgan, and welcome to episode 290 of the Wrestling Call-In Show. Next year will be episode 300, and man, that's amazing. Episode 300. 2016, I think, if my math is right, in February, toward the end of February. We'll get into that a little bit later. Let me give you the number to call into the show. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call and follow along on Facebook under the Wrestling Call In Show. Email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. You can also go over to our website, thewrestlingcollinshow.webs.com. Check out the podcast, multiple sources, rantemradio.com, iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We are also on SoundCloud as well as TuneIn Radio. I want to thank everybody for being with me this week. Got a lot to talk about. In the world of wrestling, sports in general. Hopefully Surfer will call in. We'll get an update on the Fantasy League as well. Let me give you guys the number to call in. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. We got Matt E. Legend in the chat room. We got Ted Turner's WCW. Good to have you guys here. Thank you for being here. Everything's going good, Matt. Everything's going good. A little under the weather, but I'm here. Ready to talk some wrestling. Wrestling this week. Let's go ahead and get started with the main number one story that happened. Billy Gunn fired by WWE for testing positive for performance enhancing drugs at a powerlifting competition in Florida back in July. How WWE didn't get the news until late over what happened. He was fired from his trainer, his Tough Enough trainer job. Oh, let me give you the show. Let me get a number one more time. 706-993-4606. There you go. 706-993-4606. You guys are free to call in at any moment during the show. We're back to Billy Gunn. One of my coworkers is a big New Age Outlaw fan. She loved both of them back in the day. And, man, I guess I should have known. I guess we should have known. How old is Billy Gunn anyway? He may about my age, maybe Surfer's age. I'm not sure. But yeah, to look that good, no homo. to look that good and to be of his age. I'm not saying it's not possible that you can't do it naturally, but man. This is why I thought the WWE Wellness Program would really come into play, but they kept missing it for some reason. Let's head on back to the phones. Call in 867. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hi, Mr. Morgan. This is Ted Turner's WCW.
How you doing, man?
Doing good, yeah. Let's talk some wrestling.
We're going to talk that wrestling, man. We're going to talk that wrestling. What do you think about the news of Billy Gunn being fired due to steroid use?
You know, I feel sorry for the guy because I thought he really turned the corner. You know, he was a good trainer on NXT.
Yeah, and we should have known. We really should have known. Like Matt Legend said in the chat, we should have known. And he's also going through how easy it is to get a prescription for HGH in wellness clinics around the country. Do you think this
definitely?
What's that?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you think this tarnishes the New Age Outlaws in any way?
I think it's like, you know, they won't get those Ortons and the Cena, so they're making an example out of Billy Gunn. That's what I think.
That's interesting.
They're never going to pop Cena in the Ortons, so they're making an example out of this Billy, yeah.
That is interesting. That's a good point, Matt Legend. What is WWE's policy with the prescription stuff? We got to look that up. That's got to be somewhere. Maybe it's on their website or something. If everybody out there wants to look that up and let us know, please go ahead and chime in. Let's get on back.
Mr. Morgan?
Yes.
Do you remember Billy Gunn and Road Dogg in a shoot? Like, they were burying Triple H. Like, they called him all kinds of names. This was, like, years before they came back. Then they came back. So this is, like, it's so bizarre, weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they just got done talking trash with the Dudley Boys last week on Twitter, too.
Yep,
they sure did. But we'll see what happens. I don't know if a lot of people who get fired by WWE a lot of times end up coming back. So we'll see what happens in this particular case. This is my first time talking to you on the phone. What do you think of Seth Rollins' injury, and who's going to be the next guy up, in your opinion?
Right. It's like he's an incredible pay-per-view performer. It's like a big blow to the company.
Yep.
And that Monday tournament brackets, you know, that was a joke. Somebody mentioned that's how they have no more depth in the roster, you know, with Kalisto and, you know, some other no-name jabroni in the world title tournament. How can they be in a world title tournament?
Well,
I think Seth is going to come back as a baby face, because every time they come back from these injuries, the fans, you know, they love these hard workers. So I think that's what's going to happen to Seth. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be that boring Roman Reigns, because they, you know, they want to push him to the moon. They're going to give him the belt. That really sucks, because Roman reminds me of Diesel, you know, the most boring WWF champion ever. He reminds me so much of Diesel like that.
Man, the guy has no business cutting anything longer than a 5-minute promo.
I agree. Like, yeah, he sucks. Like, the guy, when you ask me who do I think, I think they should give it to Kevin Owens. He got momentum, but that one never happened.
Nah.
Who do you like?
I hate to say it. I said it last week. I hate to say it. At some point, it might not be in the tournament, it might be after the tournament, but at some point, we'll probably get a heel win, and then you'll see the return of Daniel Bryan.
Nice, yeah.
He's already in the news.
Go ahead. That's a good shot. I would like to have a heel champion, too. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. We'll get a heel champion. And then after that, we'll get the return of Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan will go through his thing until he gets hurt.
You know, Mr. Morgan, I think poor Daniel Bryan's done. He just doesn't know it yet. That's what Bret Hart said, so I agree with Bret. But, you know, he did get clearance from his own personal doctor, but the WWE doctor, they're not clearing him yet, so Vince is trying to decide at the moment.
Well, you know, they have a third opinion going on in this. This is WWE's second doctor looking to see if they can clear Daniel Bryan to come back.
He really should have changed his style after that neck injury, you know, doing that flying dropkick off the top rope. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was he thinking?
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's get on back to some more news here. Brock Lesnar was in the news. His contract got renegotiated to include extra dates. So he's going to be wrestling, as we heard on a rant this Tuesday, he's going to be wrestling some house shows, but he's also going to be making some more money to go along with that as well. So I guess good for him. I guess that's good for Brock and good for us.
It is. He's the best thing going. Like, what would? How boring would Monday Night Raw be without Brock or in the company?
Yeah. It's like we are the void right now. And Monday Night Raw sort of kind of proved it, that we are so devoid of stars right now. Somebody can really can step up.
Well, that's good news. I didn't hear about that. That's good news. Thank you.
So hopefully, I don't know.
You know, they should have gave Brock a 2-year run with the WWE belt. They really should have done that. He was the best thing going.
He was. I don't know why they wanted to take that. Took it off him in the first place.
Same here. I'm baffled by it.
I mean, I'm not hating on Seth, but
same here. Yeah.
Not hating on Seth at all. But you know, you could have just let him hold on to that title. Tony Schiavone was in the news. Go ahead.
Dave Meltzer reported Roman was gonna beat Seth for the title at the Survivor Series, right?
Yep.
Then at WrestleMania, Roman was going to beat John Cena in a symbolic passing of the torch. See, they really want this Roman. They want him to be their guy. I mean, that really, really sucks.
See, I don't get it. I see what Vince sees, but he sees a big, strong guy.
Marketable,
no homo. Marketable, looks good, no homo. But
right,
it's everything else that just drags.
Totally agree.
And then you're gonna have John Cena, who himself is not the most popular guy, pass the torch to him.
Yeah, that was going to be their plan. Shakes my head.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. Tony Schiavone was in the news. Says Vince McMahon never produced him in any of the shows that he did. And he says the reason why WCW failed was because that product was overproduced.
Wow.
That's saying something.
I remember Tony Schiavone and Jesse Ventura at the SummerSlam 89 from the Meadowlands, so you're saying Vince didn't produce him back then?
He didn't produce Tony. He said in that interview, that a lot of times on shows that he did, his partner for that show got the bug in Vince's ear, and that Bruce Pritchard produced Tony Schiavone, you know, telling him what to say, reminding him of stuff.
Wow, that's good stuff.
And it's like
Tony was underrated in WWF, in my opinion. You know, but he went back to the WCW after only a year because, you know, that was his home. But he was very good in those Nitro years.
I was kind of shocked that Tony didn't wind back up doing wrestling. Even past WCW, I was sort of kind of shocked. I think he went back to do baseball after he got done with wrestling.
Minor league Atlanta Braves. Yeah, it's like a double A league.
Man, he was great. He also gave props to other people. He said Mean Gene was one of the best of all times. He said Gorilla Monsoon was also one of the best. And he also said Jim Ross was the best play-by-play guy, so...
Oh, well, that's awesome. That's good stuff. I didn't hear about that, too. Nice.
Props to him for doing that. So, how's your week been going for you, man?
I'm loving the network. Like, these monthly pay-per-views, you know, I dig it. Thank you, Vince.
You got the network?
Yeah. But here in Canada, it's like a premium channel, like a la HBO. So it's not on a laptop, and we can't see the past pay-per-view bouts. We can only watch original programming and monthly pay-per-views.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
So yeah, no shit, yeah.
So it's different. It's different out your way. Okay.
So somebody contacted one of the cable companies. They said, when are we going to get, past pay-per-views with the U.S. version? And as usual, the cable company said, we're working on it.
And that's all you got?
That's all we got. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think Seth Rollins... Go ahead.
Do you know where Raw is on Monday? What city?
I don't. I can find out for you very quickly.
Same here. I have no idea after their UK tour.
That UK... That UK tour, I hope it... Has it ended yet? Is it? I think it's still going.
Yeah, I think it's going to be over soon, yeah. You know, I can't even watch those Raw from the UK since there are tape delay. I can't even watch that crap when they're tape delayed.
See. You think Seth will be back at Mania 32?
I don't think so. A normal... Because he's, totally damaged his knee, you know. If this was John Cena on all his roids, you know, Cena would be back in 1 month.
I'm sick of Cena.
I actually like Cena. I used to be like you guys. I used to hate the guy, but, you know, he's been having some great matches in the U.S. title open. Yeah, I turned the corner on Cena. He's great. I'm going to miss the guy when he's retired.
So you turn a corner. You used to hate him, but now you love him.
Yeah. I just been loving his 4-star matches. You know, he has all the fans are into his matches, 4 stars every time.
Yeah, but I think Mania 30, you might be right. Mania 32 for Rollins might be pushing it.
That might. I said 6 to 9, my eyes. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon. So yeah. You think Daniel's going to come back? I think Daniel's done. That's what I think.
He still wants the IWC. The IWC still wants him. And
yes, true. Yeah. He's great.
They still want him to do his thing. So I think WWE is going to succumb to the pressure of the IWC one more time. And you'll probably see him get that belt. But I think he'll lose it. I don't know if they're not going to be dumb enough to put him in the ring against Brock. So if he doesn't get hurt, he'll lose it to somebody. As long as it's not Sheamus.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't Sheamus.
Yeah, hey, definitely. That's a sad state of affairs, eh? Sheamus with the money in the bank.
Sad state. I agree with Double A. Double A said a couple weeks ago he needs to drop that Money in the Bank briefcase now. Let him lose it now.
Yeah.
In some type of way.
Yeah.
What do you think about
Daniel? He is a hunter guy. You know, him and Sheamus workout buddies in the gym, so that's how Sheamus always in the title picture.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about Dean Ambrose and everything?
I really like Dean, you know, when they're in the Shield. I thought Dean was going to be the breakout star, but it became Seth, you know.
Right.
Dean became stale to me. I hope he gets his act together again, because, you know, he could be good, because we seen it when he was in the Shield, how good he was.
Yes, sir. I thought Seth was the best one.
I really thought it was going to be Dean.
Right. Let me give you
that. So you think Dean's going to turn heel then to fight Roman?
It would be a good... I don't know how WWE doesn't have a choice in that now.
Right?
I mean, rumor has it, Randy Orton is healing up from an injury and getting married. So there's no telling how much longer Randy Orton's going to be out. His
shoulder.
His shoulder and Also, the rumor is he got married either today or get married tomorrow, sometime this weekend.
Oh, yeah, really. That's probably his second or third wife.
I think second. That's going to go down. As to how long Randy's going to be gone. We know Seth is out.
And Randy's a Stephanie guy. Stephanie discovered Randy, so she's a John Cena and Randy. She said those two are going to be the biggest stars, you know, when they're in developmental, right? So
it's going to be interesting to
see. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It's going to be interesting to see what those guys do.
Randy?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Dean, because I sort of kind of want to see Roman turn heel. I think it makes sense to have Roman turn heel.
They should just turn him, yeah.
Turn him down. Turn him quick. But if he turns, it'd be at a pay-per-view. But it seems to fit Dean Ambrose's character more if you turn him heel.
Yes, definitely. So this is, like, very interesting, this title picture now. Like, what's going to happen at the Royal Rumble now, eh?
No telling. It's going to be very interesting to see what goes down. I don't know what they're going to do. I honestly don't. And there's nothing...
I have no idea what they're going to do at the Rumble. Same here.
And there's nothing, you know, that I can find... Not that I advocate this, but there's nothing in a dirt sheet or anything I can find stipulating what they're going to do.
Right. Look at us, Morgan. Like, we don't even... Who are the top stars? Like, who? Like, we don't even know. We got no idea who they got.
Again, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But Dean and Roman, one of them's going to do something, in my opinion.
See, they need to go with those young guns, Dean, and, yeah.
You might as well do it now. For some reason, Dolph Ziggler's still in the doghouse.
Yeah, I think so. Vince is fearful about his concussion issues, eh?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Point well taken. Him and Tyler Breeze.
So, Dave was reporting John Cena's believed to be filming a network reality show. That's why he's got to this time off.
I heard that too. I heard the same thing. And that's a good thing. Because it gets WWE a chance to develop somebody or somebody, a new star, to be seen in a new light.
They do.
Yeah, so it really helps them. Like I said, it's a good thing. We'll see what they do. Let me see. Go back to my notes for real quick. So what do you think about Monday?
Go ahead, man. And today's the 10th year anniversary of Eddie Guerrero's death. 10 years.
I was about to bring that up. I got some of Eddie Guerrero's greatest matches, you know, in my opinion here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in my opinion.
You know, he was my favorite wrestler, you know. At the time of his death, he was cutting the best promos of his entire career.
Eddie, he was just amazing. He was just amazing. He was amazing both in the ring, on the mic. No matter where you put him, he always exceeded.
He did.
Always exceeded expectations.
Yep.
Some of the matches I loved. Yep. Some of the matches I liked him in. I liked him against Kurt Angle. That Mania match with Kurt Angle.
You know what? Those were solid, but I wasn't really into those because I didn't think they meshed well. But I can see where you're coming from.
I loved him against RVD back on Raw 2002.
They had a ladder match.
Yep.
That was from Edmonton and this fan.
Mm-hmm.
In the Oiler jersey, he went into the ring and Eddie could see him. He was climbing. Good thing Eddie said he saw him corner of his eye and he said, "Is this, did Vince send this guy out?" And then he knew he was a fan, so Eddie gave him a great right hook and Eddie said, "Just to remind the guy not to come into my ring again." He was awesome, Eddie.
Eddie was the man. He was the man.
And I love that Scarface t-shirt. You know, that's the coolest t-shirt ever.
Yep, yep. How about his thing with China?
Yeah, that's when he got noticed in the, like, this guy can go some places.
He was an awesome talent.
He was awesome.
How do you think Eddie would be remembered more? Do you think he'd be remembered more for his stuff in WCW?
That's like 50-50. Yeah, that's a great question. It's 50-50.
He did
have that match of the year with Rave Jr. at Halloween Havoc. Yep. Like the match of the year.
Yep. He has some good stuff. Remember that match on SmackDown 2002 with Edge?
Yeah. That's when SmackDown was good TV back then.
Yep. Because back in those days, you could make an argument that SmackDown was the A show.
It was. Like, Paul Heyman was the head writer. He was writing great TV.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. What about that New Japan Pro Wrestling match in 96 with Chris Benoit?
Wow, hey. Yep.
That was another great
amazing match. That's on the DVD, yeah. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Eddie versus Brock, No Way Out.
That's a great one. His mom was there, front row, yep. And they all cheered when he won the belt. Great moment.
He was, man, there's a ton of matches here. Eddie versus Chris Jericho, Fall Brawl 97.
Oh, I seen that. That was a great match. Like, and they gave, the company gave them nice time, too. It was a nice, long match.
Yep. Let me ask you a question about Chris Jericho. Do you think Chris Jericho, for the longest time, was underappreciated until he got at WWE?
Yes, definitely. I totally agree, because some of the boys thought he was clumsy in the ring, you know, like. But he's good. Everybody likes him now.
He's a great. He was great back in WCW.
About Eddie, you know, Batista says the nicest, kindest words about Eddie. That was his mentor. He learned everything from Eddie. Batista, he's a stand-up guy for putting Eddie like over like that.
Yeah, he was. He was in the news, too, saying that they're trying to recruit Batista back, for Mania 32.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're trying to recruit him back for Mania 32. That's just a rumor out there, but
that's so funny. Vince is trying to get all these old stars back to fill the stadium. Eh? Like, he can't even get today's stars to do anything.
I've said it once before, they really need to drop that formula of trying to play so safe.
My goodness. Like 100%.
They need to stop that. Bring these younger guys up and go from there.
I think, you know, Hunter's doing a bang up job in NXT, you know, maybe once he takes over the reins. You know, unless Vince decides to sell the company to Disney before he's done.
Hold up. You think he would do that? Oh, man, don't scare me like that.
Because Mark Madden said that on one of his posts, you know. What if Vince sells to Disney before? What if he decides to sell the company instead of giving the reins to Hunter? That would be something.
Disney would kill WWE. It would kill it. And kill it quick.
That's funny.
Yeah, they'd kill it quick, man. Let me see. Eddie versus Demon Link with Uncensored 97.
Which one?
Eddie versus Demon Link at Uncensored 97.
I haven't seen that one. I didn't watch that pay-per-view.
Man, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. It was great.
Two great workers. Oh, Morgan, you know the one Eddie great match in my mind, right?
Who?
When Worlds Collide, Eddie and Art Bar against Santo and and his other tag partner. That was an amazing five-star match. Amazing.
That was my number one match. That was the IWC Triple A match.
When Triple A.
The Wars collide.
That's how he got discovered by WCW.
Yep. And I can't believe that yesterday was the 10th anniversary of his death.
Wow. I called my dad to tell him, you know, he's just a casual fan, but he said already, you know, it's already.
Eddie was the man.
He was, like, he was my, at the time, my favorite all-time wrestler, like, during that peak period of his.
Yeah. And there's certain
like wrestlers. He was, like I said, he was cutting the best promos ever.
Yes, he was.
You remember that promo he was cutting on SmackDown? He put his face on the cage and he said to Rey Mysterio, "How do you beat a guy who got nothing to lose?" You remember that promo?
Yep, I remember. I remember.
That was the best.
No, the funny thing that he did it more than twice. He would grab a chair, and then he'll throw the chair to his opponent, and he'll just fall to the mat.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And then just fall to the mat like it ain't nothing.
It's like that frog splash that would kill the guy. You know how no one does a better frog splash than Eddie did?
Yep. The guys have tried to imitate it, and no one can do it like him.
Exactly.
No one can do it like him. Let me throw that number out.
They reported they were gonna give a road title that day he died. Like he was about to win the road title on that Tuesday SmackDown.
Now that I didn't hear.
So he was in his prime when he passed away, Morgan.
Yeah, he was. He was. Let me give you guys that number once again. Call into the show, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Go ahead, man.
And one of his wrestling friends reported it was amazing. I think it was Ed who said this. It was amazing seeing Eddie, like, he's literally lying on his back, you know, in the trainer's room, just literally lying on his back. Then when he goes to the ring, he does his stuff. That's how broken down his body was. Amazing.
Yeah. He was an amazing guy. And to this day, WWE have yet to be able to recapture what Eddie has done.
That's right. That's why they gave the belt to Eddie. Vince, I read this in the dirt sheets, you know, Eddie and Rey Mysterio segments on SmackDown, they did incredible, huge numbers, like, they were just average, but when it was Eddie and Rey Jr.'s segment, it jumped, it like literally jumped, so that's when they decided to give Eddie the belt.
Okay. I love Eddie, man. I love it. He elevated everybody so much.
He did.
I still say that, and not to not rave for anything that he did, but I still think that Eddie was the guy who pushed Ray to do what he did in WCW.
I agree. That's 100%.
Because normally he wouldn't have gotten that match with Kevin Nash. Matt Legend said, "You mean one of the Lucha Dragons won't be heir to the throne?" No. Neither one would. Although I will say,
they just brought up Tyler Breeze to the main roster.
He deserves it, but they're still doing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm digging it, actually. Like, you know, if it was Lance Storm who trained Tyler Breeze? Nice. Yeah. I met Lance Storm. He's a very quiet guy, just like on TV. He's a very quiet man. But he is, But he's the best trainer out there right now.
Nath can go, too.
Yeah, he was the, I seen Lance at an indie show. He's the best wrestler I ever seen live, like up close from ringside like that. He's incredible worker.
I can see them, now one thing, I can see WWE breaking up the Lucha Dragons. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do like Kalisto. Kalisto gets you up out the gym.
Yeah, me too. I like him.
Sin Cara, yeah, say whatever you want. But Kalisto, that's the talent right there.
I agree.
That's the talent right there. Lillian Garcia, I gotta find that tribute song. She released a tribute song to Eddie Guerrero. I gotta find that.
Oh, wow, me too. I gotta find that.
I haven't been able to find that just yet. I was looking for it earlier and I couldn't find it. Let's see real quick if I can find that song. We'll play it very quickly. While I do that, did you get a chance to watch SmackDown?
I don't watch SmackDown. I only watch Raw.
SmackDown can't get any respect these days.
I just can't stand that pipe noise. Like, I really can't.
What do you think about the New Day?
I used to like them when they first came, but right now I don't really dig them now. Like, I find Big E gyrations, you know, disgusting. I think they're kissing up to the writers so bad, that's why they're getting all this major push, you know. But, you know, I can understand why people like them.
I think I found the song. I think I found it. Give me a second, I'll play it real quick.
What a beautiful tribute of Lillian to do that.
Yeah. That's really cool of her. And Matt Legend just put it in the chat. Thank you. He just put that link in the chat room as well. Let's see if we can get this going here.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt, you the man. Always contributing. You the man, Matt.
Mr. Morgan, did you hear Goldberg saying he has one more match in him? He wants his wife and kid to see him wrestle live.
I heard that. No, his kid, the only person that want to see him wrestle, though.
That's right. I hear that.
Do nobody here want to see him wrestle? No, I take that back. The only person that want to see him.
I think he burned his bridge with Hunter back in the day.
I agree. Alright, here we go. I found him. I'm gonna play it.
Upon your life. all the changes that you went through. It makes me wonder why you had to die. But it comforts me to know that near the end you did live, strong enough to share a smile, your hand. Quiero que tú sepas que fuiste una inspiración. Nunca te olvidaré. No, nunca. When hell came knocking for you once more, you turned your back and soared. As time passes by,
Eddie Guerrero's tribute from Lillian Garcia.
That was beautiful.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I agree with Matt E. Legend. That was a pretty rad beat.
Cash Cow's in the chat. Cash Cow, how you doing tonight, my friend? Calling, joining us from work. So we appreciate you being here tonight, Cash Cow. We appreciate that.
That was a beautiful song. Thank you, Lillian, and thank you, Morgan, for sharing that.
Quite welcome, quite welcome. I always thought, when I first saw Eddie, I thought Eddie was going to be sort of kind of pigeonholed into a cruiserweight. But then he started. Mm-hmm. But then he started working with bigger guys and was getting over that way. And
yeah. He had a great feud with JBL. Remember that one?
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Then he started working with the bigger wrestlers and really showing his skills. Really showing that he can get in there and do his thing. I'm glad he wasn't pigeonholed.
That's right. Great point.
I'm glad he wasn't pigeonholed as that cruiserweight.
That's a great point. Same here.
Very good to see.
You know, in that bull rope match, Eddie never bladed before, and one of the agents said, "You're gonna get color." So Eddie accidentally he bladed too deep. You know, that's why he was gushing like a pig that night. You know, he went into shock after that in the locker room after.
Wow. I didn't hear that at all. Sheamus was in the news. Breakfast. We talked about Sheamus a second ago. He ended up giving the Notre Dame football team a WWE World Championship belt, trying to motivate the team to continue on their top five, I guess top four ways. And they showed pictures of him with the Notre Dame mascot. So that goes hand in hand. Yay, Irishman for the Irish.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Irish. Yeah, that's right.
I just hope he's not the guy. Like I said, lose that Money in the Bank briefcase now. Please don't be the guy. Please don't be the
Hero. How sad, how embarrassing that would be.
Yeah. That would be. That would be very embarrassing. I don't want Sheamus anywhere near the title picture. Nowhere near it.
My goodness, no way, no.
Let me ask you a question. Do you follow NXT at all?
No, I just watched their TakeOver specials.
Well, one of the NXT divas was in the news this week. There's a gossip website out there which allows people to submit dirt on others anonymously. So basically, you can go and talk trash about anybody and nobody will know it's you. And
right.
It's called TheDirty.com. The anonymous user claims to be a talent at the training center at the WWE Performance Center and said Bliss needs to be called out for being a ring rat. A ring rat is an insider term that refers to women fan or wrestlers who sleep with male wrestlers. The post continues to read that she sleeps with every person who walks in the door. And of course, she went on Twitter and denied it.
What's her name again?
Alexa Bliss. Check her out on NXT. She responded back on Twitter saying the report is false. Either she's got a hater or the...
Right.
You're saying that, you can't really judge it. You can't really gauge it whether the report is true or not. But saying that she's...
No kidding.
Saying she is cute and nice, but is a total whore.
So was she in the title picture or was she a mid-card act?
Nah, she's a mid-card act. If that, right now. But it says that she's cute, she's nice, but a total whore. And she went back on Twitter and said the statement was not true.
Yeah.
That is so daggone funny.
Like all these, like, politics in wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to backstab someone, trying to talk shit behind their back, trying to take a spot, that's something.
Yeah. That really is crazy. Couple more rumors. We already talked about Batista making his return at Mania 32. With the injury to Seth Rollins.
Isn't he going to be 63 by the time he returns?
He might be 63 years old. There's no telling. There's no telling. I guess he's not wearing the skinny jeans anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what he's not wearing
Blue
skinny
teaster,
jeans.
Right? The Blue Teaster.
There you go. with the injury to Seth Rollins and The Rock and Ronda Rousey unlikely to wrestle and only appear, WWE has a refound focus on Stone Cold Steve Austin's role at Mania 32.
My goodness.
And then
I don't think he's ever coming back. He even said multiple times on his podcast, you know, he's not coming back. But Vince, I think Vince might even, you know, pull up the ante even higher up, you know, those money figures.
Uh-huh. A lot of circles that money will do it.
That's right, exactly right, yes.
The money will do it. Goldust should be making his return in the near future as well. Hulk Hogan is in the news. Go ahead.
Is Goldust going to come back as a wrestler or a trainer?
He'll probably come back as a trainer. I can't see him coming back as a wrestler.
Yeah, he retired. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just has nothing left to prove.
Yeah. And Hulk Hogan, what?
For what Goldust was, he had a damn good career for what he was.
He had a good run.
Mm-hmm. Hogan is in the news. He said that John Cena would be such a great heel.
Yeah, Hogan was a tremendous heel, so he knows what he's talking about. But I don't But I don't think Cena wants to give up the merch money. Like, it's so humongous. You know what CM Punk said? Like, when they said you're going to turn your heel, he didn't want to turn heel because he got such a big, huge pay cut because he lost his merchandise t-shirt sales.
And then, of course, the other thing in the news for Hogan, his Gawker trial is coming up. Is the hearing is set for the 18th of this month.
Wow, already? It's been like all summer or all year, eh? This Gawker trial.
He's so
lucked out, like he was broke from that divorce, and by dumb, nasty Nick losing all his millions, now he's getting some money back from this settlement.
Yep, that's a good point. Cash Cow said, fuck Hogan.
Yeah, the huckster.
Fuck Hogan. Let me ask you this. Do the Wyatt families have to win against Taker and Kane to regain their credibility at the pay-per-view?
That's a great point, Morgan. They do, yes. They have to. I even forgot about, is Bray in the tournament? No?
I thought he was. I thought Bray was in it because it hasn't been concluded which two of the Wyatt family members that Kane and Undertaker will be going up against at the pay-per-view yet.
Yes. See, Bray's one of the young guys that I like because, you know, he's got everything. They should give him a belt title run or something.
But, you know, Bray might be like Kevin Sullivan. In a regard of, he might not need a title to be over.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's a great point, yes.
Big Tone brought that up a couple weeks ago. That he's another Kevin Sullivan, that he doesn't necessarily need a title to get over. And that's a good point by Big Tone.
Then there's this new old school organization starting up. It's going to be out of Vegas. Like Shane Douglas's group, and they said they're going to use Kevin Sullivan as a booker along with his protege, MSL, Mr. St. Laurent.
Right. Man, it's like all these other promotions, I don't understand what some of them are doing. I don't understand what Global Force is doing, making Madness their champion.
Shakes my head.
Yeah. I don't get it. Lucha Underground began taping for season 2 this weekend, so
I really hope season 1 goes on Netflix. I would watch the entire season.
Oh,
but I did watch that awesome Vampiro and who was he fighting? Pentagon Jr. They had a great old school match. Stone Cold put it over so huge on the podcast. He said, everybody check this out. So I did, and it was a great, he was a 23-minute classic.
Yep.
Yeah, Lucha's got some great, you know, idea with their storylines. Like, it's a different TV, eh? It's, like, it's good.
How do you like the production value of Lucha Underground?
It's like, I hope they find a real venue, not some barn like they're using right now.
Right.
Like, I really like those old WCW Saturday night sets, you know, or the Power Hour sets. I want them to move to a nice little arena like that.
You see, he brought up the Power Hour. I ain't heard the Power Hour be brought up anywhere for a long time.
Yeah, Lucha's got some talent, but all their talent got signed up by other groups.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I don't understand what they're doing, they're bringing in Melissa Anderson from Shimmer, and she's a beautiful girl. What they're doing with her, they're going to put a mask on her face. And I don't get that at all.
Oh, really?
I don't get that at all. I don't. It seemed to me you want to, showcase one of your stars. You know, face, body, everything. And I don't understand why they want to put her in a mask.
Right.
Now, you already got 60 Star. and a mask, and oh my goodness, I love me some sexy stuff. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, sir. But I don't know why they're
good worker too.
Yeah. I don't know why they're putting Melissa Anderson in a mask. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I got a few guys.
Go ahead.
I got a few guys. A few people wanted to name that should break out at the pay-per-view. I got three names. I want to get your opinion on them. The first name I have is Natalya. Now, the reason why I bring Natalya's name in it, I think that she's going to come down and she's going to interrupt that match between Charlotte and Paige.
I agree. Like, they should push her more. Like, she is so talented. She's like high above all the rest. That's how good she is.
Yeah, Natalya can still go, and she can still go.
I don't know why they never give her a run with the title. They never have. I don't know why.
They gave her a Divas Championship run. It wasn't that long. They gave her a run. Yeah.
What is it, short? Yeah, a short one.
It was a short one. Somebody else that needs to step up at the pay per view. The Wyatt family. When we talked about them earlier, the Wyatt family needs to step up at the pay per view.
Definitely. Like they should give them a win.
Step up and break out is what they need to do.
This is really interesting because it's the 25th anniversary of Taker at Survivor Series.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to do the job at this 25th anniversary show.
I just think if you let Kane and Taker win that match,
it'll hurt,
and I don't know if maybe the Wyatt family can recover. I don't know.
Maybe Bray can get his heat back with a good showing at the Rumble.
Right. He'll have to. That would be his next chance to get the heat back at that Rumble. And then we talked about Dean Ambrose before. It seems to be that he would be the best guy to turn heel, given the character that he's playing right now.
I agree. They should turn him heel.
Oh yeah.
It's like he would work better as a heel as well.
Mm-hmm. And they put him out there. WWE also is in the news for announcing a second Performance Center All Express Experience this January. Coming up this January. Listen to this. You get breakfast and lunch with a WWE NXT Superstar Diva. Participate in a Q&A session.
That's funny.
Sign a one-day WWE booking contract. complete hands-on training from the NXT coaching staff on certain roles.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, you could be producer, manager, valet, bell ringer, timekeeper, any one of those.
Oh.
They're probably in Florida.
In Florida, and
they'll probably have you be the bell ringer, or timekeeper. They gonna put you nowhere near that ring. You get to observe an NXT training session, attend a Q&A and autograph session with your NXT superstars.
That's a pretty cool deal. You can step into an actual WWE ring. That's pretty rad.
And not only can you do all of that, you can also learn the ropes doing a promo class. You can film session.
That's fun. I'm happy for the kids who do that. Yeah, that's pretty good for the kids.
And you can create your very own video. All this plus more for the low price, the very low price, $1,500 per person.
Oh, my goodness.
$1,500.
It's pretty funny.
$1,500.
This is for the whole day?
It's for the whole day. And you get to take stuff home with you. I didn't write that down, but you can take stuff home with you. Lanyards, videos, things like that. $1,500.
Hunter's cashing in on this or attempting to.
Yeah, this is the second time that they did it, that they're doing it. They did it earlier this year.
At an access, yeah, with Brooklyn, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, that's steep there. You know, all these prices, that's steep.
$1,500. Can I barely get about a $1,300? Can I barely get a $1,300 discount?
You know, you can buy a flat-screen TV with that.
Yep, sure can. A quality one, too, not one of these knockoffs.
Yes.
Michael Elgin.
You know, this. All the wrestlers... In shoots, they used to mention, you know, they used to get a memo, you know, they were thinking, wow, I got picked, wow, you know, like this meter wrestler type thing, right? But they got, it all sucks because it's on their days off and they want to rest up, they want to heal up, they want their free time, and the company sends them to do these errands, so that's what it is.
Yeah. $1,500, though. This is crazy. Michael Elgin reported last week that he signed a new deal by ROH. Now he's denying signing that deal.
It's so bizarre these past few years with Elgin and ROH.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bizarre stuff.
It's like it's been one of the most, probably the most strained relationship I've seen between wrestler and promoter since CM Punk. Mm-hmm.
His dream's always been to wrestle in New Japan. I don't think ROH is his priority.
Yeah, because I think they changed the way their contracts work from what it used
Anybody
to be.
Anybody has to be under contract these days. They can't go work for other indie groups. They all want them guaranteed contracts and signed.
Right. Man.
He had a great showing in the G1 tournament in this past summer, so, you know.
Yep. He did.
Yeah, I met Michael Elgin, too. He's a decent guy.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah, at a meet and greet. You know, they had these indie show in my area, so I met him before he signed with ROH.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty funny. I said to him, he said, "You're going to buy this DVD? It's me and Rhino." I said, "Are you going to do the figure four tonight?" He said, "I will if you buy this DVD." Yeah, and he was dead serious, too.
That's
no, I didn't buy the DVD because it's only Rhino. Yeah, he's a big dude, eh? He got some power moves.
Uh-huh. How tall is he?
Like, he's like a little bit taller than me. Like, uh-huh. I think I'm 5'8". I think he's in the 5'10", 5'11". I think shorter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's built. Yeah.
He didn't.
But he's not that tall. No.
Yeah, because he doesn't look to be.
When I saw him at ringside and he was performing, like I knew, like he's gonna probably become, he's gonna get signed by one of the other groups. Because I was thinking he's probably gonna end up in TNA, but I'm glad he showed up in ROH.
Yeah. Do you believe these AJ Styles rumors? AJ Styles going to WWE rumors?
No. I think the ship sailed because, like, he's 39 now, like... But I do think he can find a home in NXT, not WWE, but in NXT he can. Because, you know, Samoa Joe's in NXT.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Him and, him and Samoa Joe can go back and work some great matches.
Yeah, some great ones. But I never thought AJ would become like this big star in New Japan with his title reign. You know, I never thought he would be amongst to a big, nice big run like that.
Yeah. He's making money over there, too.
Yeah, he's making some serious coin.
Yeah. Kind of make you wonder why he would want to leave it for a second run in WWE.
Yep.
Kind of make you go, really?
Really? No kidding.
We're losing you then.
Oh, Mr. Morgan, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for taking my phone call. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in, okay?
I'll be calling in again, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, okay?
Take care. Good night.
Good night. Take care. That was the first time. I think that's the first time he called in an Emmy Rant show. I think that was the first time he called in the Indie Rant show, Ted Turner does WCW. I could be wrong about that, but I think that was his first time he called it the Indie Rant, any shows on the rant. Wow. That's amazing. You guys can call in as well. You guys can take that spot. You guys can take that phone line that he just vacated. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Still want to get your opinions out there. WWE. Anything you want to see in TNA. That garbage just going on over there. We can talk about that. Anything that's going on, you're quite welcome, sir. Ted Turner's WCW. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And like I said before, you guys can call in, take that phone line that he just vacated, 706-993-4606. Yeah, AJ and WB, I don't know why he would do that, but we shall see. Trying to find some break music. We're going to take a quick break. And I'll be right back with you guys. Give me 1 second here. And talk to Big Tone. Big Tone said he'll be calling in toward the end of the show, which is awesome. Is that number for you guys to call in. Got a lot to talk about. Alexa Bliss rumors. Possible return of Daniel Bryan. There's some things we can talk about. I'll be right back in 1 moment with you guys. Time for a quick break.
Y'all happy? I'm here. And I got guns. Bang. Bang, 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 bang. Deadpool, I'm a juggernaut, letting off Iron Man for my mission. Hope joining the Illuminati, and ain't no one stopping my vision. I'm a beast, you're a wasp. I can shoot the wings off a falcon from a mile away. I got Hawkeyes, if I'm mad enough, I'll move mountains. Hulking, maniac, my name gon' stretch like Mr. Fantastic. If you choose not to stay low-key when I wave this forward, it's gon' be tragic. Throw with the hammer, but I turn the love of your life to a black widow. You would swear a black cat just crossed your path when a racist steal like Magneto, because you're out of luck. I'll even bring a Dr. Doom if he's on my block, a road calling through the night. Anybody looking at me wrong is gonna be leaving a Cyclops. X-Man trying to match with me. I ain't guarding the galaxy. See my Doctor Strange, my last checkup, he said I was a masterpiece. Hairpin trigger, waving this Quicksilver. I can shoot legs off of Ant's man. My aim makes me shiver. Now you can sit and wonder, man, if you feel the need to, but I ain't Susan Richards. I ain't nothing you can see through. Keeping that thing on me, offing you fools for the sport. When I letting that flame off, flame on. All you humans are torched. I've been inhuman. Word to the black bolt and more black than the panther. Ask Iceman, I'm that cold. My mind will give Emma Frost massive hysteria. Even Captain America can get Captain America in broad daylight. They say I'm a savage cause I blow up every time I show my hand. That's Gambit. I got a red bone. That's a Scarlet Witch that knows changing my reality's the hardest trick. Cause I try to be an angel, but life turns to a movie scene where I show I got the temper of a damn Wolverine. Put metal to your body like Colossus, so who's next to check and catch it? Till the stuck in a wheelchair like Professor X, it's magic. Every time that I brainstorm, and I mean it, suicide when faced with I, and your own will vibe like a phoenix. It'll be an onslaught when I'm dropping inside. Hack your legs off, and you'll be locked in your size. I've been killing the net from theme songs all to the cypher's dance.
Instagram. So much I run the web, way more than a Spider-Man. See, people comment with venom, and I dislike the hate, but I'll always stay at a high without a Mary Jane. I'll just cause my carnage and proceed to mean profit, dropping bombs from the sky that I saw like the Green Goblin. See, I'm blind to the nonsense, but fight it like a daredevil. Been a kingpin, so people want me down at their level. Since they can't exceed me at all, it's something they know. I got infinite power in my hand that's Thanos. Don't want a red skull? I suggest you back, bruh, cause I can eat your whole damn world like Galactus. I'm the endless spit disperser. These bars foretell catastrophe, like the presence of the Silver Surfer. Every bar's mystique, cause they change and reshape the truth. Yours more kitten-like. What's that to a saber-tooth? Nothing. These iron fists will beat down any blob. Trying to mock the apocalypse I'm causing as my job. Now why...
All right, guys. I am back. I just want to say very, very quickly, I'm gonna go ahead and end things here. I want to thank Ted Turner WCW for calling in. I want to thank Cash Cow for making it into the chat. Also want to thank Matt E. Legend for being here as well. You guys have been great. I appreciate you guys being here. Showing your loyalty. Thank you very, 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 very much. I do appreciate that. I'm gonna go ahead and end things here tonight. Very quickly, let me do one more thing and we'll get on out of here for this evening. again, Ted Turner WCW, is good talking to you, man. You definitely made the night what it is. head back to what we were playing before. I thank you guys for being here. Hopefully I see y'all next week. You guys take care.
In blackhearted, I just know there ain't no nicer spitter kicking supernovas. I never had a ghost writer. I guess you MODOK, cause success is out of arm's reach. I'm Shumagorath, cause it's a rap for when my arms reach. This ain't the age of Ultron, it's my age with a pistol and my aura alone in the ring. I'll strike fear in Mephisto. Forget Nick's fury, you better worry about mine. Can't none of y'all touch me. Got me feeling like Kitty Pryde. This ain't a game, ain't none of you in an arcade, cause Czar beating you with a rock against a hard place. You stuck, cause I start a pyro here with only half a line, or cut through this with sword scales, passing silver samurais, thinking quick as North Star the moment the coin's tossed, bro. So if you don't want peace, you gon' get that skull and crossbones, sentinel in my palm. You don't want to flick and hiccup, cause you'll die from any angle. I call that thing a bishop. What a chess move. I know it's my spot that you cats after. That's why y'all copy my moves like Taskmaster, but it ain't a thing to me, cause y'all some of the best actors trying to cut me deep, not getting I got that X factor. More rockets than the raccoon the moment that you seen boom. I ain't spelling the tree but come from G roots. Y'all gonna learn soon, y'all gonna heed that I'm the best fool, leaving your remnants in the lake, calling that my Deadpool. I ain't never been a joke boy, I'm far from a comic, but still got more power than anyone in these comics, being honest. I'm a threat to you rappers, you better fear me. First edition spitter in a whole new series. Yeah.